My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gets his video chat with Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
All I need is visual verification.
What? And you could see clearly?
I can see clearly. This is not Belinda. This is a different gal. And it matches the Facebook profile I've been talking to.
Oh, and moving.
Yeah.
Okay, now, and responding to what you're saying?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have visual confirmation.
Now, the background.
Uh-oh, kids.
How dare you doubt me?
The background.
Yes.
Does it look familiar to the background that Belinda was in?
Well, we kind of discussed it, but I'll jump ahead.
Okay.
No, it's a different cafe.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it seem like there's a guy like Ishmael running around there?
You'll make your own decisions, Joe. She says she can't hear me. I tell her I just said hello. I said, and I'm trying to walk her through this. I tell her to say something.
Are you talking to her on Hawk Radio? What are you doing?
Usually they're walking me, but you know, you never know. I go, say something, Mavis. She goes, you look geert. She sees me.
You look geert?
I look geert. G-E-A-R-A-T.
I'm assuming that's great.
Great.
She says handsome.
Huh?
She called me handsome. That's what geert means.
Hey, Dick, catching this?
Yeah, really.
I tell her that she looks pretty. And now it's time to play. Oh, the burn, like Trucker Tom will be feeling, and go to lay.
Oh, man.
And the funny thing, Tom, we're coming.
Oh, yes, this is timed perfectly.
Yes.
And the camcorder will be in hand, kids.
Morgan is just very relieved that she didn't bet onions.
Well, all right, enjoy your fish sauce, stupid. I don't care. Let's see. Here we go.
Broke me down.
Wait, what?
Broke me down.
Yeah, the onions.
I just got to find this.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that he's getting this.
What do you mean you can't believe?
You
still doubt.
No,
I'm pissed you're messing with my check.
Amazed.
For you. Why are you amazed?
Pal.
Well, we'll continue. I'm. Funny. It's just.
They all doubt. I'm not helping any of you people anymore.
Boy, somebody wasn't invited to a party when they were five.
Yeah,
no, I'm at the I'm at the coolest party in town, and they weren't smart enough to be my friends. Me and Mavis will entertain ourselves.
Nice way to twist it.
Yes. All right. Prepare for crappy audio.
What is geert? Thank you. You look pretty. When did you cut your hair? I was expecting a girl with long hair. You can make it long? How can you make it long? Is that magic? Magic Mavis can grow hair?
It's the power.
You will leave it for some time? You're going to leave it short? Oh, you're going to let it grow. Why, you like long hair better?
Just trying to establish a relationship.
Yeah.
So why'd you cut it short? NTH? What is NTH? Nothing? Okay. Why are you smiling? What are you so happy about? You're happy to meet me?
Because what are you saying?
Well, I'm happy to meet you, too.
You have no idea.
You're welcome. This would be better if I could hear you, though.
Yes, it would.
You're not hearing me? Okay. Now you can't hear me. You can't hear me?
Okay.
Did a setting change? Now you can hear me.
Yeah, we know it's
okay.
The audio.
Very good.
No.
All right, we got to get that tech to help us so we can have our conversation and maybe get you and Richard back together again. All right? That's what you want, right? So where is my friend? Do you mean Richard? Richard doesn't live with me. Richard is a friend. He's not a roommate. Did you think Richard lived with me? No, I could never live with Richard and Mr. Whiskers. It's a little too much for me.
Why not?
He's a great guy. Love him as a friend. Don't want to live with him. That's all yours.
Felix and Oscar.
You can live with you can live with Richard and Mr. Whiskers. Okay?
I think he can wake up. Mm-hmm. Not pretty.
Is there somebody there that can help you now?
Is Ishmael nearby?
Does that guy behind you work at the cafe? Okay, yes, they're coming. Okay. Very good. Your cafe is much better than Belinda's cafe. And you're better with the technology than Belinda is. So when will you meet Richard? Well, I mean, I guess when you guys start to talk, and if he wants to come to Ghana, or you're going to fly here, or you guys can do a video chat. I don't know. I'm not a travel agent. You know, that really happened. That really depends on you and Richard.
Joe's looking pleased as punch to be.
I'm not Richard's pimp.
Ah, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You're going to fly over? You're going to fly here?
Really?
You're going to fly to Richard's place?
Clean up, Richard.
Scoot, do you have enough money to fly over? Can you afford it? Yes, you do?
Shit.
Yes, you can afford to fly here to meet Richard?
Where's my cowboy hat? Where's Maui?
No, but you will find it.
She's not Mr. Whiskers. She's just
you'll find a way.
I'll loan you one of mine.
Well, that is good. That's very good. That's very good. That's a good step.
And actually, Mr. Whiskers is a white cat.
You really love him, don't you? Good. Very sweet.
Why is Maui white?
So will you convince him?
She saw a ghost. Move
if you answer my questions. If you answer my questions, at least now I know you're a real person. That's a plus. Will I convince him to love you or that you love him? That's up to you guys. I can't convince Richard that you love him, and I can't convince Richard that he should love you. I can just convince Richard that you're worth giving a second chance to. That's all I can do. Does that sound fair? You're welcome, but there's nothing to thank me for. This is about you telling me the truth, telling me things that I know, telling me things that I don't know. I've given this opportunity to Belinda, and Belinda continues to lie. So, that is what that is. There's a guy looking over your shoulder in a red shirt. He's very intent on what you have on the screen.
Hmm. Look anything like this, Bill?
Do you know there's a guy looking at you?
Do you have video of this?
He's sitting right over your shoulder. Do you hear me? Looking back at your screen. A little creep.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to turn around. Was that the tech? Or just somebody who's nosy?
For more Devin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.